Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Alison, you played in the famous Barcelona game when you overturned a 3-0 deficit to win 4-0. What are the similarities you can see with tomorrow night?
Good evening. Not so many, I think, apart from the result. We are playing the second leg away. That game we played the second leg home. Different players, different competition. But I think there's more differences than similarities. So it's a completely different situation, and we have to deal different with this situation as well.
Hi, Alison. Vicky Sparks from the BBC. When it comes to any of those European comebacks that Liverpool have been involved in through the years, Barcelona or the miracle of Istanbul or Borussia Dortmund, one thing that is common is belief. How much belief is there in the squad that this tie is not over?
Well, as I said before, we did in the past great things, great achievements you can see in the history of football. Teams have overcome bad results and turn around and qualify for the next stage in competitions like that, in European competitions. Of course, we have to believe in ourselves, but in my opinion, it's a really difficult situation, the way the opponent played at our home, show their quality, how tough it will be this game tomorrow. But we come here with a goal to improve our performance in respect of the last game, trying to play better as a team. That is a thing that we didn't make in the last match, and try to avoid some mistakes and try to do better the things that we have to do better, and then we see how the result of that will be.
Sorry. There's been a lot of theories put forward for why it's gone wrong for Liverpool in the last two games. What do you put the last two results down to, and what needs to improve tomorrow night? Thank you.
Two bad results. I think we cannot make the mistake to make this bigger than it is. Of course, losing 3-0 home is something that we cannot accept as LFC players. We have to improve our performances, of course. But if I will be more precise on the things we have to do better, is we have to go back to keep clean sheets and try to score the chances that we have, the clear chances that we have in front of the goal. And I'm saying that because I trust a lot my strikers, I trust a lot my defenders, and I know the quality that we have as a team. So if you do that as a team, defend as a team, attack as a team, improving these kind of things, I think we can go back to winning games.
Oops. Back. Hi, Alison. How are you feeling after your injury? It must have been quite hard. A couple of months watching from the sidelines, so many big games that you couldn't be part of.
Yeah, it was really hard for me. I am a guy that when I am at home, injury or just resting, I don't like to watch football because I get too excited and I want to play. I want to be part of every game. But I know that it wasn't possible for me, so I try to make my best at the treatments, the recovery, spend a lot of time on a bed, having treatments, spend a lot of time inside a gym, making work, to be strong when I come back, to be in a good shape, maybe better than I was before. This is how I feel. It was 8 weeks pretty much, working double sessions every day, sometimes three sessions, so it was really hard for me. And of course, seeing the team fighting for titles, I have a lot of desire to be part of that, to be part of that fight. Thanks God I'm here, and looking forward for the rest of the season.
Last one at the back.
Hi, I'm Martin from Hungary. You mentioned that you try to avoid conceding a goal. You played here twice. Both game you won with a clean sheet. Can you say that more or less your only chance tomorrow that before all you will have a clean sheet?
Yeah, we start from that. This is a goal not only for this game on. This have to be our goal for the rest of the season, for the next season and for the seasons to come. Keeping clean sheets is the basis for a successful team. We did that in the past. The trophies we won, we were solid defensive-wise. And that doesn't depend only from the defenders, but from the whole team, from the whole system. We have to defend everyone together, to fight on the pitch to get the ball back. Close the gaps, win challenges, blocking shots, stopping crosses, all these kind of things, making saves, making difficult saves. We have to do that as a team to go back to the clean sheets, to get the clean sheets. And I think this is a basis for us, not only for tomorrow, but for the rest. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.